How many beds will we now have current, our new beds, 192, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. 192 to bring the total at the Cass County Jail to 540.
540. All right, so 2,025 active misdemeanor warrants in Cass County. What is your word to somebody that may have one of them little gifts?
Well, let's start off with this. Obviously, we've been kind of restricted on what we could do as far as our capacity issues that we had in there over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so there have been times, and you and I have talked about this before, where law enforcement has come into contact with individuals who have these outstanding warrants. And because they were misdemeanor, not felony level, and there was no risk to public safety, those individuals were not brought in, or they were released at that time because we didn't have any room in the jail. The other thing that happened was there were people that were stopped by law enforcement, let's say for maybe like a driving under suspension, and typically that person might be arrested and brought to the jail where they would post bond and get a court date set, and that was part of the process, was bringing them to the jail to do that, to collect the bond and things like that. Well, because the jail was full, people were given on the side of the road a future court date to go directly to court to take care of that process. And as we know, a number of those people, I shouldn't say number, but there was a certain percentage of those individuals who did not go to court or pay a fine in reference to that particular charge. So now we have these outstanding warrants. And there were times when law enforcement was in contact with these people that they would flat out tell us that they knew the jail was full and they knew they weren't going to go there. So they didn't know if they were going to take care of it.
Oh.
Well, now we have the room, so that's going to change, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't just have people out running around, deciding that they're not going to follow the rule of law. All the rest of the society has to do that. And there are certain laws put into place through our legislative system that, you know, rules that people need to follow. And so now, you know, our new pod's going to be open here over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So I'm putting the responsibility back on the people one last time here to give them a little bit of an opportunity to call our hotline and get a court date, a future court date set up or a bond schedule set up, so they don't have to sit in jail for a day or two while they wait to go to court. So I think we're being pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
It's time now that people need to get these things taken care of.
Yeah, you know you have a warrant, get it taken care of, and you're getting an opportunity not to have the sheriff's department or law enforcement bang on your door, whether it's at home or at work. You don't want to get drug out of work. That's probably not going to go over too well with your boss.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right? I mean, we're going to go look for these people at their residences and things like that first, but I mean, if they keep continuing to avoid us and not take care of these things, and eventually we end up going to their places of employment, and we don't like to do that. I mean, I don't want to disrupt an employer's day out at work, you know, but that's not our responsibility. At the end of the day, it comes back to this person that has it, and so we're giving them ample time to do this, and it's literally just calling this hotline, right? You call the hotline, you talk to our clerical staff, they'll go over the warrant with you, tell you why you have it, and what you need to do to take care of it, and they'll help facilitate that so you can get it taken care of. It's pretty simple.
All right, Steve's in Hunter. I just lost him. I don't know what I did. Steve called. I don't know what I'm doing with the phone. I got. There we go. Steve called back. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm hitting wrong buttons today. It's one of those days. I know we don't have a whole lot of time with you. You got to get rolling to another meeting. So what, about 2 weeks, and that jail's going to be open? Are you fully staffed, ready to rock and roll in there?
We're about 2 to 3 weeks out, Jay. We did get our certificate of occupancy, and what that means is that we, as the sheriff's office and our staff, can go in there and start training. We figure we need about 2 to 3 weeks to train in this thing. It's very large. There's a lot of electronics and security measures that are put into place, some of it a little bit newer technology. We need to orient our staff to the thing because it's big, and there's a number of different cell blocks in there so that we can respond to emergencies. So we figure about 2 to 3 weeks of training, and that'll hopefully start next week. And then after that, it's open up. We're not fully staffed. We're down about 12 people right now, but if you remember, I mean, at one time we were down 35, right? But we've got enough staff in there to open up what we feel is going to be appropriate to handle what we have going on here. And And our most recent application process, I think we had 30 applicants. So things are definitely moving in the right direction that way for us as far as getting people hired. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be nice to get it done so we can get back to some normalcy here when law enforcement encounters people that are causing issues in our community, that they can make those arrests and keep people safe. And again, with this thing, remember, these are misdemeanor warrants now, because the felony warrants, we kept searching for those the whole time the jail was full. We didn't put those on the back burner. And if there were misdemeanor warrants that had safety implications to them, public safety implications, or that person had a violent history, they were still brought in as well. These are just people that maybe obviously necessarily didn't have a criminal history, or any violence towards communities. So that's why they were given some breaks in the first place, but then they didn't take care of those. So we still do have actively 780 felony warrants.
Ooh.
That we go look for every day.
Wow, 780.
So, you know, and in total, all the ones that we have outstanding right now that are active are 2,845. So, you know, we don't want that number to grow. We want to keep a good handle on that. And ultimately, these individuals made a mistake, committed a crime, and, you know, we gotta hold people accountable. We got to have some level of accountability because, you know, whether it's you, I, Ronnie, law-abiding citizens who go out every day, they do the right things to not get in trouble. And they expect that other people who aren't are going to be held accountable. And if we don't have that accountable piece, then everyone's going to run around and not do the right things.
Yeah.
So we got to get a handle on this.
Yeah, exactly. I got a feeling once you're up and rolling, those new 192 beds are going to fill fast. You're a little concerned that you're going to be right back to square one, that you're going to fill those things up fast and not have room again?
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. Obviously, we're putting out this warrant thing right now, and I'm hoping that people call the hotline. That's part of the reason I'm doing this, right, mm-hmm. is to, number one, put the responsibility back in that person. But I'd rather not inundate the place the day it opens and put, you know, 100-plus people in there, because we're going to be trying to work through and get things figured out. And, you know, getting rushes like that can really back up the court system. So,
sure.
But I do think that we are going to have an initial spike when we open the thing. And then I think it's going to level off, and then we'll have a good handle after it levels off, kind of what we're going to see on a day-to-day basis. I don't think that we're going to need, you know, I think that maybe we'll use a quarter of it pretty regularly this first year here. And, you know, when we built it, it was supposed to be a 10-year projection for the beds that we put in there, but now we're already 2 years into that, right, with the construction part
sure.
of things. And then the pen, when we did the projection, the pen wasn't full, and that's full now. So that kind of puts more pressure on us. So I don't know if the 10 years is going to last. I'm hoping it will. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it was projected for. So we'll see.
Well, you know, when the projection was done and the talk of this new pod added to the jail or these new beds, I just don't think anybody at that time could wrap their head around what has gone on with crime in the area. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And a lot of it, you know, stems from drug abuse and alcohol. So we'll see.
Yep. It's addiction and mental health. And you know what, be honest with you, Jay. And I think this is where people sometimes get confused. And I know some people have been frustrated on some of these answers, but our actual calls for service with the sheriff's office at least have gone up. But a number of those reasons for those calls going up have been that our staff has been more proactive mm-hmm. in doing community oriented policing and visiting with business owners. Our actual bookings in the jail have gone down. However, I don't want to mislead people. The stays in the jail are much longer.
Okay.
So that tells me, right, that our crimes are more serious.
Yeah.
People are staying in jail longer and the seriousness of the crimes are worse. So yeah. that's the point that I always like to talk about is that, yeah, although we might not be booking as many people in, the crimes seem to be more serious, which is not good.
No, it's not, because it seems it's multiple times a week. There's a stabbing, a shooting. We're getting more murders. Yeah, the crime seems to be getting more violent, Sheriff.
Exactly. And then, you know, like I told you before, back when I started on patrol in 2000, if we had a shooting somewhere, all of our deputies who were out, I mean, it was like, geez, there was a shooting? Where was that at? Now, you hear about it more regularly. It's not a it doesn't stun you as much when you hear it. It's like I'm becoming more commonplace, and that's not good.
No, you're exactly right. All right, anything else before I let you go? Where can people find that hotline number if somebody's listening or they know or somebody's listening and knows somebody that has a warrant? It's where they can, contact the warrant hotline at the sheriff's office and, you know, work this out. Okay. Oh, we have it up on our website.
Yeah, two things. Well, number one, I appreciate you getting me on so we can get the information out, right? We need your guys' help in getting the information out, the media's help. So we appreciate that partnership in doing that. And then, like you mentioned, if you know someone or someone's listening and they know some people, help spread the word. And then that hotline number is 701-241-1283, 701-241-1283. And if you go to our website, it'll be on there as well, and then also our Facebook page with the post.
And we also, I'm being told, we have it up at, on our website as well, WDIYRadioNow.com.
Attached to a news story, yep.
It's attached to the news story. All right, Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner, thanks, buddy. I'll let you get back at it.
Yep, thank you.